Welcome to a new episode of Design Talks, the podcast where we explore stories, ideas, and innovations that shape our world. Brought to you by the Hague Registry at WIPO, the World Intellectual Property Organization, with support from the Funds in Trust Japan Industrial Property Global. I'm your host, Sarah. Today, we are doing something a little different. We will be sharing stories from WIPO professionals about designs that didn't just impress them. Let's even say designs that transformed their lives. These are personal journeys that show how a single idea, a single creation can open doors, change perspectives, and even have an impact on daily life. From designs that inspired new ways of thinking to innovations that touched entire industries, today's episode is all about the human side of design. And along the way, we will explore why protecting these creations matters and what advice our guests have for innovators everywhere. So without further ado, let's meet our guests and hear their stories. Joining me today are three incredible colleagues from WIPO, Mrs. Lily Ninova, Mrs. Tetiana Nicora, and Mr. Giovanni Fiore. Before we explore the stories, could each of you tell our listener what you do at WIPO and how your work connects with design? Lily, the floor is yours.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks so much for having me. So my name is Lily Ninova. I am originally from Bulgaria. I have been working in WIPO, specifically in the Hague Registry, for over 8 years now. I currently serve as an examiner at the Hague Operations Service. So my work involves basically examining design applications, processing transactions, and handling a wide range of inquiries from our users and member states. And in doing so, I basically contribute to the full life cycle of designs, ensuring that they are properly registered, managed, and protected. It's kind of like behind the scenes work that supports creativity and innovation worldwide, which I truly enjoy.
Thank you, Lily. Tetiana, please.
Thank you, Sarah. My name is Tetiana Nikora, and I'm from Ukraine. And I work in the Hague InfoLine Unit, Hague Information and Promotion Section at WIPO, where we support users of the Hague International Design System. Our team helps designers, companies, and IP professionals from all over the world understand how to protect their designs internationally, answering their questions, guiding them through procedures, and making sure they can make the most of the system. What I really love about my work is that it keeps me connected to creativity every single day. Behind every question or application, there is a designer with a unique vision, and being a part of the process that helps protect and promote those designs is incredibly inspiring for me.
Thank you very much, Tetiana. Giovanni, the floor is yours.
Yep. Hello. Thank you very much. So, yeah, my name is Giovanni Fiore, and I'm Italian. I have been living in Switzerland for over 30 years. I joined WIPO over a year ago, and I'm working with the Hague Operations Service team now. When I started at WIPO, I was with the Information and Promotion Section team, where I worked on the 100th anniversary event and mainly focusing on the coffee table book and the 100 designs. The event happened less than a month ago, and it was a great success, which we can all be very proud of. In many ways, my work connects strongly with design. At the Information and Promotional Section, while preparing the book, I had the chance to explore depth, the world of industrial design, both historically and through contemporary examples. I was able to see how designs evolve, how it reflects cultural and technological shifts, and how creators use the Hague system to protect their work internationally. Now I'm on the operational side, actively supporting the examiners by reviewing office decisions, maintaining high quality data, and contributing to the smooth and timely handling of design registrations. Through this work, I get to see how design registrations are processed and maintained in practice. So even though the nature of my tasks have changed, the connection to design is still very present, just from a more technical and procedural angle.
Thank you, Giovanni. Well, thank you for this little presentation. And again, welcome to Design Talks. Let's start with the heart of today's episode, the design that changed your lives. So these are not just products or objects, but experiences that shaped your thinking, inspired creativity, or opened new opportunities. Lily, let me start with you. I know you have a design in mind that had a transformative impact on you. Could you share that specific design with us?
Indeed. So the design I immediately had in mind for today's talks was the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Basically, I found it very fascinating how this product has completely reimagined something so ordinary, such as vacuum cleaning. And it really made me see design creation and innovation in a completely new way.
Thank you, Lily. And how did this design impact you personally?
So it made basically my daily life a lot easier. Before the Dyson, we were using my partner's grandma's vacuum cleaner, which was heavy with a long cable and difficult to carry from room to room. Once we bought the Dyson, I immediately noticed that it's lighter, comfier, and simply it vacuums more efficiently. So the old obstacles from the impractical design were basically gone. So cleaning has become much faster. I no longer procrastinate doing it, and I do it even more regularly. So it's really great. And most of all, I've gained back precious personal time for myself and for my partner. And tasks that used to take longer, like cleaning, are now quicker. And I can just enjoy my hobbies and other activities.
Thank you, Lily. I think we can all relate to that design, right? Did seeing this design in action change the way you think about creativity or innovation?
Absolutely. It showed me that even familiar everyday objects we know can be completely reimagined with a creative approach. You can look at problems differently and find simple new solutions. Having a Dyson myself now, I could experience it hands-on. So as I mentioned earlier, its shape is comfortable, it's easy to hold, there's no cable. So all of this is showing the potential for innovation, how it is basically everywhere.
Thank you very much, Lily, for sharing that. It's amazing how a single design can make everyday routines easier and inspire new ways of thinking. Tatiana, let's hear from you. What's a design that has made a real impact on your life?
For me, it's the citrus juicer from Alessi. I've always admired how it blends art and functionality, how something so simple can become such a beautiful statement piece in the kitchen. But actually, the story started long before I ever used it. For years, I had a juicer that was big, noisy, honestly, quite annoying. It took up half of my kitchen counter. It was difficult to clean, and every time I looked at it, I thought, this thing is useful, but it definitely doesn't spark joy. And one day, I passed by the shop that sells kitchen accessories, and this elegant sculptural object caught my eye. My first reaction was, it's a beautiful design piece. Too bad it's probably useless. Honestly, I thought it was just a decorative object. Until I looked closer and realized that this stunning piece of art was actually a juicer. I remember that moment so clearly. I had no doubt. I immediately bought it. And today I'm still happy I did. It's convenient, easy to use, easy to clean, and at the same time, it elevates the whole look of my kitchen. It shows how simple objects can make daily life easier and more enjoyable, and even change the atmosphere of your home, my home.
Thank you, Tatiana. Can you elaborate even more? What was it about this design that spoke to you personally?
First, I was attracted by its design. It's elegant and it's simple and original at the same time. It's exactly what I like and what I look for when I'm buying the products. It doesn't just do the job. It transforms an everyday routine into a small moment of joy.
Thank you, Tatiana. Did it change how you see ordinary objects in your daily life?
Absolutely. I started paying more attention to the aesthetics of the things I use. And now I think about how design can make even simple tasks feel so special. It reminds me that everyday objects don't have to be purely functional. as my citrus juicer, for example. They can bring you joy and beauty in your daily routines. And finally, now I value both functionality and beauty equally when choosing objects around me, for my home, for the people I love.
So it's actually fantastic how a design as simple as a citrus juicer can transform the everyday experience, right? And inspire new ways of seeing the world. Finally, let's hear from you, Giovanni. Is there a design that has had a real impact on your life? Maybe something that transformed the way you think, work, or experience daily routines?
There's one, but I will tackle this from a different angle. For me, it will be the Sony PlayStation, the original one, which is also a protected design in the Hague system and was included in the 100th anniversary coffee table book. This design impacted my daily routines, as it was an escape from the everyday struggles, let's say, and made me feel peaceful, as well as discover many different games and stories. I would say most importantly, throughout the evolution of the PlayStations, it helped me make friends from all around the world and keep in touch through a common passion. For me, what impacted me the most about this design is how simple it was to use and how easily it made you create great memories and friends. To this day, I mean, I still have the same routines as I continuously share great memories with friends, even though now we don't play in the same room because times have changed, but we still enjoy our time together just as much. And everything started with this original PlayStation. And when the PS1 came out, it was the first gaming console to really make use of 3D designs, 3D modeling in video games. And it used CD-ROMs instead of cartridges, which helped with lowering the production cost and had higher storage capacity.
Thank you, Giovanni. Did experiencing this design change the way you think about creativity, problem solving, or efficiency?
It did. This design showed me how innovative designs can be, and especially how multi-purpose they can be. And for the time, the PS1 was great in these aspects. I believe that it didn't only help Sony, but many other companies and people express their creativity and share it with the world through the PS1. And now it still does the same with the PS5 and also the many different gaming machines now. Years have gone by, yet I still feel the same joy and companionship after 5 generations of PlayStations. In gaming, you are constantly problem-solving, being creative with the games, and you achieve efficiency, let's say, through completing objectives and other tasks. It creates a whole new world parallel to ours, which many people just love getting lost into, me being one of them. It helps me refresh and tackle the problems of the real world once again. And I did also envisage creating video games as a passion and expressing my creativity through that mean. And all that thanks to my time with the PlayStation, which started all of that.
Thank you, Giovanni. This is really a nice story, actually, and a nice perspective. And looking back, how has this design shaped your perspective on the everyday objects or tools you use?
Looking back, I realized how some objects are more than just objects and can bring a lot more than just the basics of what it's supposed to do. It can create memories, friendships, joy, and for some, even a lifestyle, as now many people make good money from playing video games, and the PlayStation has come a long way since its beginnings, and I think it's just a great thing to see.
It's clear how impactful a single design can be. All three of you have shared amazing stories about designs that transformed your daily lives. You all said that it can change routines, share perspectives, and influence the way we think about creativity and efficiency. Now, let's look at these experiences through a professional lens. How design protection and innovation come together in practice. Tatiana, let's start with you. Designs like your citrus juicer are more than just functional objects. I strongly believe that they are creative achievements, actually. So how does the Hague system help protect designs and keep these fantastic creations secure for creators around the world?
For me, the HAC system is a powerful tool to ensure that creativity is recognized and respected globally. It's not just about the legal protection. It's about giving designers confidence that their ideas, their vision are safe whenever they go, knowing that designs like my favorite juicer can be protected internationally makes me appreciate the thought and effort behind it even more. The HAC system itself is an international mechanism that helps creators register their designs in approximately 100 countries. It allows you to file up to 100 designs in one application, provided that they belong to the same Locarno classification, of course. And you don't have to worry about multiple filing languages or currencies as you would do with national rules. Applications can be filed in English, French, or Spanish, and you only pay in Swiss francs. It's very easy.
That's a clear overview of how the HAC system works, Tatiana, thank you, and how it helps actually protect creativity globally. Many large companies like Dyson, Alice, or even Sony rely on this system to safeguard their designs internationally. For instance, Dyson has used the HAC system, and I think even Alice, for one of its key designs, showing how even major innovators see the value in international protection. Lily, thinking about that, why do you believe it's important for creators and companies to protect their designs?
So for me, protecting your designs matters so much. I see it in my daily work, how big companies do it all the time. You do it not only for recognition of creativity, but also to strengthen your brand. So when a company protects its designs, it sends a clear message about the value and the uniqueness of its products. It is also rewarding because it acknowledges effort and vision behind every creation. Design protection can also complement other tools like trademarks or patents. So all of this helps companies secure a complete strategy for their intellectual property. When all of these come together, you ensure that innovation is respected and that the brand remains strong. So creators can confidently bring their ideas to the market and even to the world. And last but not least, if you do not protect your designs, it is simply more complicated, I think, because you risk someone taking advantage of your work.
That's so true, Lily. Thank you. Actually, we see indeed big companies, but there's still some concern about SMEs. Giovanni, many SMEs and creators, particularly in developing countries, still don't consider protecting their designs. You know it, we worked together on the preparation of the 100th anniversary of the HAC system. And one of the observations that has come up is that registrations from developing countries remain limited. Why do you think this is, and what might explain the low number of applications from these regions?
Well, I think many creators don't consider protecting their designs simply because they aren't aware that it's even an option, or they don't realize how much value it can add. Often creators are focused on developing their ideas and bringing them to life, and protection can feel like a secondary concern. We saw this with one of our panelists actually at the event, who was from Nigeria, but who was able to file using Ghana as entitlement. He explained the struggles he faced when looking to protect his design, and luckily found out about the HAC system and was very happy about its efficiency and cost. He said that it has helped him a lot, and he would like the HAC system to make itself more known across the world, especially to SMEs and developing countries. He did say it's a pity, though, that not more people in these regions are aware of the system. And as we know, tools like the HAC system are designed to make protection more accessible, and raising awareness would be key. Once creators understand the benefits and how simple the process can be, I believe then we will see more applications from these regions.
Thank you very much, Giovanni. We've heard inspiring stories and gained valuable insights about the role of design, protection, and innovation. To wrap up, I'd love to hear from each of you. What advice would you give to creators, SMEs, and innovators worldwide, especially those in regions where design applications are still relatively low, such as developing countries, for example? Let's start this time with Giovanni, then Tatiana and Lily.
Many creators, particularly in the region where applications are still low, don't consider protecting their designs simply because, as you mentioned, they're unaware of the option or unsure how to proceed. My advice is to explore protection early and strategically. Tools like the Higgs system can level the playing field, helping innovators worldwide bring their ideas to global markets and contribute to the sustainable development goals such as innovation, decent work, and responsible consumption.
Tatiana, what will be your advice?
My advice will be pay attention to the impact of your designs. Even small innovations can make a difference. Thoughtful design improves daily life, address local challenges, and contribute to global goals like sustainability and health. So, think globally, act locally, and never underestimate how one well-designed solution can inspire the change.
And Lily, what will be your piece of advice?
Three words: protect your ideas. Be confident in bringing them to life. Using tools like the Higgs system not only rewards your creativity, but also helps you reach wider markets. Tatiana mentioned earlier the advantages of the Higgs system, and I'd like to add that it's centralized, simple to use, and saves you both time and money. Many creators, especially from least developed countries, often assume that protecting their designs is too costly. But in fact, they may benefit from significant fee reductions under the Higgs system. So it's worth exploring and taking advantage of these opportunities. And most importantly, take that step, especially if your solution tackles real-world challenges. You'll be contributing to the Sustainable Development Goals while also building a stronger and more recognizable brand.
Today's stories show how personal experiences, professional insights, and practical advice all come together to highlight the power of design. From life-changing objects to global protection systems, from strengthening brands to supporting sustainable goals, thoughtful design can truly make a difference. Once again, thank you, Lily, thank you, Tatiana, and thank you, Giovanni, for sharing your experiences and advice. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. Keep observing, creating, and protecting your designs. Every idea has the potential to make an impact, one innovation at a time. Stay tuned for our episodes coming your way soon, including a special one, and actually I think Giovanni gave a little hint on it. It will be about the historic milestone we just reached, so don't miss it. In the meantime, you can listen to all our previous episodes on our website or on platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube Podcasts. As Dieter Rams, the legendary German industrial designer behind Braun and Vitzo, once said, "Good design is as little design as possible." One may interpret this as a reminder that simplicity is key, combined with function first, timelessness, clarity, and subtle elegance. And by protecting this design, we give creativity the space to transform lives.